Dear Diary, today I interviewed a university mascot. I can't say much, but if you listen, I think she drops a few clues. Either way, I had a fun time talking with her, and here it is. Hello?
Hi.
Hey. Hello? Okay, we got
that. Sorry about that. I think I lost you for a second.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, no. Okay, so am I coming in okay over there?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Awesome. Alrighty. So how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. How long have you been a mascot?
I have been a mascot since April of 2016.
Okay, so not that long.
No, not that long at all.
And why mascotting? Like, what was your interest in that?
Not mascotting specifically. It was more that our university's mascot just plays a really huge role on campus. And since I was a freshman, I've always been pretty interested in what he does and who was behind the mask and basically the role they play at our university and as far as getting students involved and being the face of the entire school.
Did you have to go through an audition? Because, I mean, you said that he plays a really big role. So
I did.
So how was
that? Yes, I had to do a sit-down interview, and I also had to fill out an application prior to meeting with the higher-ups that interview me. So I had to fill out just a quick little written application, and then I sent it in. And from there, I met with about 6 people for my interview. After that, they asked me to do an audition where I dressed up as the school's mascot's cousin, and so I was alongside the current student playing the mascot, and then I was actually with a bunch of other mascots from local sports teams and organizations, and so that was a unique tryout, so to speak.
Yeah, well, there's like a lot of people involved.
Correct, yes, quite a few.
So did any benefits or did you get a scholarship? Did they come along with being the mascot, or was it just...
Yes. We receive a scholarship that's broken up for each semester, and we also, I mean, we can register for classes a little sooner, I believe, which, I'm actually also a student athlete at my school. So that privilege was not that new to me. We also get, tickets to all the sporting events, and we get free gear typically. So just stuff like that.
Oh, wow. You guys get hooked up.
Yeah, we do. It's pretty nice.
And how do you juggle all that? You're an athlete on top of the regular, like all the events, all
Correct.
Like the studying. How are you going to handle that? Or how are you handling it?
I don't sleep very much. I don't really know how to answer that question. I mean, there's 2 of us that do it currently full time. So we try and split it up 50-50, but it doesn't always play out that way. I'm not in season right now. My season ended about a month ago, so that helped. But my coach knows, and he's very understanding of my situation. And I mean, sometimes I'm not home all day long, and I get home late at night or whatever. And it's usually not more than like, I mean, depending on the sporting event or event I'm working, it's usually about a 2 to 3 hour commitment.
Yeah.
So I just space that hour, plan for that during my day and get it done, and then on to the next one.
Wow. That sounds like a lot. You said that it's you and another person. So do you guys share the same suit?
We have 2 suits. I have mine and he has his.
Oh, okay. No. Just wondering. So do you think mascotting is something that you want to pursue as a career?
Probably not. It's fun, don't get me wrong. But it's just kind of something for me that it's always, like I said, I had a weird fascination with our mascot when I was an underclassman on campus, and it was just kind of one of those goals of mine. I'm a pretty active, busy person, and I have pretty high energy, so it was just something like, you know, I've always wanted to do that, and it was kind of a goal of mine just to check it off my bucket list and say that I've done it. And it's definitely not a career path that I'm pursuing, but it doesn't mean that I don't enjoy it or don't have fun doing it.
Oh, yeah. Right on. So does anyone know you're in the suit? Like when I was trying to get this interview, there was a lot of, oh, yeah, we don't want anyone to like know, you know, who our person is and blah, blah, blah. So I was just wondering, Do a lot of people know? You said your coach knows, and I don't know.
No, I'm like, my roommate knows, and she's my best friend, and it's just her and I that live together, so she sees me carry the suit in and out. But the mascot program is actually run by an RSO on campus. It's called Student Alumni Gold Club, and so everybody who is a member of Student Alumni Gold Club knows who the mascots are, because when we are working an event, we have what's called dog handlers handling for us, as far as just like helping us get ready and kind of being our voice when we're working. So every member of that RSO knows who I am. And there's about probably 30 or 40 active members.
Oh, wow.
And it's the only student organization on campus that you have to interview for and get elected or get nominated to be a part of. It's pretty exclusive. And definitely probably the more, I would say, honorary organization to be a part of on campus, because when alumni are on campus or any student event on campus, that's usually run by us, and we're constantly rubbing elbows with alumni. So it's, and the mascot itself is taken very seriously. Like, every member knows not to, you know, reveal who the mascot is and keep our identity.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but that's still a lot of people.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Well, that's really cool that you have that trust and stuff. So
absolutely.
So how are you going to deal, or how have you been dealing with the unsupervised children and the teenagers? I mean, when you're in college and you're a freshman, you're 18, 19, you know?
Correct. I've just learned to roll with it and kind of, I mean, you're always going to get negative and positive people that want to interact with you. And some people just don't, just totally ignore you, and that's fine. But the ones that do and that are a little obnoxious, like I said, I either give it right back to them in the most appropriate way I can, or I walk away. But sometimes it is funny, and sometimes it makes it my job easier. But yeah, you'll get an obnoxious kid messing with you, and like I said, you just kind of roll with it and walk away, or know your boundaries.
Any crazy stories so far dealing with either the kids or maybe some drunk people at games?
I've had a lot of drunk students bother me, and I think both myself and the other student that is the mascot can say the same. They just, drunk kids usually touch you more, yell at you more, harass you a little bit more, and then the kids just have a weird fascination with touching you and grabbing you. Like, I've had many kids try and pull my head off, which is impossible because it's so strapped in, or I've had a lot of kids like try and pull up my pant leg or take my shoes off. They'll remove my gloves if I'm dressed up for hockey. So just stuff like that. People beat on your head, and I don't think they realize that it's pretty obnoxious to get hit on your head while you're in the suit. It's really loud.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So nothing like very insane yet, but just a lot of touching and grabbing and chasing, I guess.
What's been your favorite event so far? Because, I mean, you mentioned hockey. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we do quite a few. I think my favorite is probably hockey or football, actually, just because of the crowds they tend to draw. Hockey's fun because, I mean, our hockey program is Division I, and so there's always people there. There's always a student section, and our mascot plays a really large role in the games. We do things such as Sweetheart of the Game, where we hand out flowers to a woman in the crowd. Fan of the Game, which we hand out like a little cake to a fan in the crowd. There's Jets Pizza, where we hand out pizza. And then every time our hockey team scores, our mascot has a snow sled that he slides down the very top of the arena, the very top steps, all the way down to the bottom in between our band and our student section. So the band, our band will yell sled, 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 and then they'll count 1, 2, 3, 4, and they do like a little horn riff, and I'll slide all the way down, all the way to the glass on my sled, and sometimes it's painful, or sometimes I get stuck or kind of have some sort of blooper, but so it's just like there's always something that I need to be doing during the game. And then football, once again, draws a pretty big crowd, and I also like football because there's no game script. There's nothing specific I have to do. It's all kind of like free form, you know. I can go anywhere and do anything and not have a specific, oh, at the second time out, I need to be here, like I do with, let's say, hockey or even basketball.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Wow. Oh my gosh. That sounds so fun. So you're only the second female that I've interviewed. Would really? You say this field is predominantly male?
Yes, 100%.
And yeah, is there any efforts to try and hide your sex while you're in the suit?
Oh yeah. I have hips. I'm a female, and depending on what I'm wearing, what our mascot is dressed up as, like we have football, hockey, basketball uniforms that we all wear. And my favorite's hockey because it's the loosest uniform as far as like uh-huh. we wear actual basketball shorts and an actual basketball jersey. So I like hockey because it hides my figure. I mean, I'm kind of a curvy girl, and I have to change the way I walk because once again, most females naturally kind of walk with a little bit of hip movement. Guys don't. So I learned to kind of get almost a swag going, and then I can't do, like, when I stand, naturally I cock my hip like most females do. And so when I'm our mascot, I kind of have to remind myself not to stand a certain way, that I kind of got to be more manly because, I mean, I think you can tell when, you know, the difference between a male and a female when they move.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's cool that you're aware of it and, you know, you're trying not to, you know, show that off. But that's tough. I mean, all the time. I mean, to turn that off and to turn it on.
I think it's cool that I'm a female and I really don't want to give it away that I am. I think the secret of it is pretty cool. And I wouldn't want to give anyone the speculation that I might be a female, which sounds weird, but.
Oh, yeah, I understand. So, I mean, any tips? I mean, besides obviously trying to like hide it, you know, change your walk and everything. Any tips for other female mascots out there?
I would just say be as high energy and make your movements as aggressive as you can. Like, there's a difference between the way a female fist pumps, you know, after a goal and how a male does. Like, males, I don't know, put more muscle and more energy into it, I think, typically. So I don't know, try and channel my inner guy.
Definitely. So what's the hardest thing about mascotting so far? Or maybe in the future, I don't know, that you're thinking of that you might be a challenge later on.
For right now, I would say that the time commitment and then learning to go from yourself to your school's mascot in regards to you can't talk. You have to learn to be 100% animated. And you have to be, I think you need to be so spontaneous because that's how you entertain as a mascot. I don't usually go in with a set plan, but I usually try to, I mean, sometimes it's hard to build off the crowd because the crowd might not be energetic, might not want to see you, but you have to learn to bring energy. I think that's been the hardest part because, I mean, some days I'm more tired than I am others. And so I have to kind of pump myself up a little bit and learn to play off the crowd and learn to entertain when people might not want to be entertained or when there's not much to work with. I think that's been the hardest part.
Yeah.
It makes my job really easy when there's a involved crowd that want to be there, that want to see you and that want to be involved in the sport they're watching.
Do you have any like crazy fans like Fanatics? I know you said there was some kids that, you know, were clinging on to you, but any crazy fans that you're like, oh, there's that guy again or that girl again?
Oh yeah, there's one girl that I don't know why or how, but she's pretty much at every sporting event and she's always intoxicated and she loves our mascot. She loves to hug him and kiss him and kind of grope on him a little bit, and she usually will follow me around and grab me, and I'll take a million pictures with her, and she just doesn't ever stop. And like, she'll yell at her friends like, oh my God, there he is. And she'll, you know, catcall at me and say inappropriate things. So I take a picture with her and I kind of, you know, mess with her for a minute. And then I know to just move on because one, she'll find me again. And two, the longer I stay, the worse it gets.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Do you think like, years later, I don't know, maybe you find her on Facebook and you're not the mascot anymore. Yes. You'll be like, hey, remember me?
I know.
Like
I was the mascot. And I'll see her when I'm myself and I just kind of like shake my head and laugh because obviously she just looks right past me. She has no idea who I am. Or she came into my work a couple weeks ago and I just am like, it just is funny to me because I always see her just so drunk and obviously loves to mess with our mascot for whatever reason.
That's awesome. So what do you look forward to being a mascot?
I really like messing with people. That sounds bad, but I don't mean it to be. I just really like interacting with people. And you have zero restraints when you're the mascot. You have no one telling you what you can and can't do. You can be crazy. You can go embarrass yourself and no one knows who you are. You're just the entertainment. And I like being on the different, like, I like watching the game and watching the crowd from a standpoint other than my own. Like, no one knows I'm under there. So yeah, I know what I'm seeing, but I'm seeing everything and experiencing everything from a whole different standpoint than any other student at our university.
Yeah, definitely. I know you said that you were a big fan of your school's mascot, but what other mascots inspire you?
I've been to enough sporting events in my time, like professional, that I've seen mascots, but on a kind of bigger stage like that, you don't see them as much. But like, I look at other universities' mascots who are very well-known mascots, like, am I allowed to give other schools
examples? Oh, yeah, you can say other schools.
So
yeah.
I'm in Michigan, and so Michigan State, the Sparty, is a really, really big mascot symbol around here. And I've kind of learned about their mascotting program and just the intensity of it, and there's actually 5 of those guys that do it. But he is just a really big figure, and I've been to some of those sporting events where he's there, and it's just it's cool to see what they do. And even before I was our school's mascot, like, I noticed them. I noticed mascots and just kind of always thought they were goofy, or I'll see a video on Facebook of a mascot dancing or something, and it's funny to me. So I don't necessarily think I have ones that have inspired me, but I've always been entertained by them and appreciate what they do.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think that you'll graduate and take pictures like in the suit or do a little something? I just saw a mascot. I forgot which one, what university was, but he had a tail and he was like teal. But yeah, he had like the graduation suit and they said like congrats. Like, oh, it's totally slipping my mind right now. But yeah, like, do you think you'll do something like that?
Probably. I'll get a reveal where I will pull my head off and show the university or show who's ever at the sporting event who I am. And so I know previous mascots that have gotten revealed take a picture with them in the suit while holding the head and kind of that moment. I don't know if I'll do anything else. Maybe. It's just going to depend on when it happens and what else is going on then. And but yeah, I'll definitely get a photo because it's something I want to have to remember. I'll always remember it as the experience, but I'd like to look back and one day be like, man, I actually did that.
But that's cool that you guys actually like have a ceremony for that, like the reveal and stuff.
Yeah.
You got to invite that crazy drunk girl. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to make sure she's there because she's going to feel really weird about herself after a while. But
yeah, but oh man, that's so funny. You should just like slip her the flyer or something.
I know. I'm going to personally go up to her and say, you harassed me for a full year.
Oh man, that's awesome. Well, any shout outs? I don't know. I don't know if you can give out. You're not supposed to give out any personal information, but I don't know if you have any shout outs to anyone that's going to listen. I don't know.
All I can say, whoever listens to this, is be nice to the mascot you see at any event you're at, because that is a person under there and they're there to have fun and make sure you have fun, and don't be mean to them or act like you're afraid of them, or just say hi, give them a high five. You don't need to sit there and talk to them for a while, but just be nice, because there's a lot of people that can be very cruel to the mascot or very mean.
How can I don't get people like that.
I know.
It's like, dude, just like have fun with it. I don't know. I'm just one of those people.
I can't tell you how many times I'll have a female grossed out by me or claim she's afraid of me or won't let me touch her. Even if I come up just to give her a high five, she makes a big scene of it or tells me to go away. And so it's because I'm not there to annoy her. I'm there to, you know, provide energy, I guess.
Yeah. You're just doing, your job, you know.
Exactly.
As a mascot. Alrighty. Well, I wanted to thank you for, you know, taking the time to do this interview. I really appreciate it. And I want to wish you the best of luck, you know, in all your future mascotting adventures and your schoolwork. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Alrighty. I appreciate it as well.
Have a good holiday.
You too. Enjoy your break.
Yes. Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was it for episode 9. I don't think I have much to say again this week. I am about to go to the NHL fan fair, so I don't have anything to say about the mascots yet. But next week, tune in next week, and I will definitely tell you my thoughts on all the mascots and who I met or who I didn't get to meet. I know I'm not going to get all of them, but we'll see. If you'd like to be on the show, please email me at contact@mascotdiaries.com. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's Mascot Diaries everywhere. And if you would like those stickers, just DM me your address or message me your address. I will send those to you for free. Next week, I talk with Nick, who's our Thunder. He's a lacrosse mascot, and he's a few other mascots. I don't want to give away too much, but take a listen next week. And thanks for listening.